Blog Talk Radio.
By the speaker, suddenly I had this. Fever wasn't me or either, summer madness. Cause I just can't stand around, so I get closer and the closer I get, the better it sounds. My mind starts to activate, rhymes collaborate. Cause when I heard the beat, I just had to make something from the top of my head. So I fell into the groove of the wax and I said, how could I move the crowd? First of all, ain't no mistakes allowed. Here's the instructions, put it together. It's simple, ain't it? But quite clever. Some of you been trying to write rhymes for years, but weak ideas irritate my ears. Is this the best that you can make? Cause if not, and you got more, I'll wait. But don't make me wait too long, cause I'ma move on the dance floor when they put something smooth on. So turn up the bass, it's better when it's loud, cause I like to move the crowd.
Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd.
Imagine me with the heat that's made by solar. It gets stronger every time I hold a microphone. Check the tone and get started. The line for the microphone is departed. So leave it up to me. My DJ is mixing. Everyone is moving or eager to listen. Your hands in the air, your mouth shut. Cause I'm on the mic and Eric B is on the cut. For those that know me, indeed I like the flow. Especially when the music's going slow. It gives me a chance to let everybody know it's time to bust out the Rock Kemp Show. I'm the intelligent wise on the mic. I will rise right in front of your eyes, cause I am a surprise. So I'ma let my knowledge be born to a perfection. All praise is due to Allah, and that's a blessing. But knowledge itself, there's nothing I can't solve. In 360 degrees, I will fall. This is actual fact, it's not an act. It's improving indeed, and I proceed to make the crowd keep moving.
Move the crowd. 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 Move the crowd.
On the side, they really don't give up. If you wanna go, baby,
go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, baby you can leave, yeah, but I'll never be alone. Soon as you walk right out the door, I call Kim up on the phone. Me and Kim, we don't fuss and fight. With Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call GP. She'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. One thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah.
All right, all right. Now I'm going to play my song.
This song is for all the cheaters out there who've been cheating on their loved ones. Especially a young lady who was once in my life. This song is for you and old Dirty Jody. When you get hungry,
you better call Jody.
When the bills get high, high, girl,
you better call Jody.
When you get sick, no insurance,
you better call Jody.
Woman dreams to leave. Ooh, but you and old Jody had to fool around. How could you be so foolish? Now I gotta put you down. I know you say that you wouldn't need Jody if I wouldn't leave you alone. But how can I work and provide for you if I'm at home? Pack your bag and don't let me go hit you. And before you
Walking finna finesse me to meet you, girl. Because I'm willing to flirt when I see the girl. She with the eyes on the slide. I see you, girl. Better treat you, girl, right? Cause another man will. Better eat you, girl, like another man will. Cause you leave your wife and I see you, white. Let me be for real. How long you think it's finna be, your wife? When I'm living the life, you just beat me right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's till I came along and put some dick in the light. When I seen how that ass look at taking the light. I noticed she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I can even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll swing just right. So if you're sexy and she passed me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me. Tryna catch a glance up a skirt, then we clan in reverse. Got some feeling like a dance.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like,
damn, 28,
hey. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I
am, don't hate,
hey. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down pack. Said it pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. Why they call me Steady Bender? I'm on pain, what is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I drive by, I know exactly what you say. He's so, and yes, he's so. The hate
on
it, what he do? He mad cause I'm looking, but I already fucked her. I got these niggas mad cause I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're not with me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homies, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And babies, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, stunting like you all thug. We was switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by. You turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy.
L from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Preacher boy, nice to meet you, darling. I'm going to see my buddies. I thought you were there.
We starting the show off with Preacher Boy putting this rap in, y'all. He got his hand up.
Course.
I just want to open the mic, y'all. But how y'all
what
doing
y'all
today?
What y'all up to, man?
Preacher boy,
I'll
what's happening, man?
Yes, yes. Nothing, man. I had a beautiful birthday party. We enjoyed ourselves yesterday.
Oh, that's great, man. I wish I could have got out there, man.
Man, shit, all you could have had was a shrimp, crab, lobster, real chicken, all of the above, baby. We partied
like
rock stars.
I know that's right, man.
I two-step. I thought I only had a one-step.
Well, you can make it two into one. One plus one equal two.
All day long.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, Peter, I want to thank everybody for coming in. They came in kind of slow tonight, but, hey, I just sat around and played music until they finally came on in. So now they coming on in here, you know. We're going to see what we can do tonight, man.
Don't get them people in. I'm going to do a little listening because I heard some shit earlier today.
I know, that's right, man. I heard a little bit of something that wasn't nothing important or nothing like that, but
hey,
I
want to
thank
D
everybody
like,
for coming on in again
they
to another
about
Friday
D
night.
Like a $2 hooker today.
Yeah, I heard that, man. I heard that.
Hey,
they was kind of hard on Mr. B, man.
Saying,
I tried to lock him in with my Suburban.
Hey, man, you ain't did not. I heard you when you told him that. But these are the same people, goddamn it, they had a grip around their dick, goddamn, like a dick ring. But now
what's
they
up?
Goddamn it, unfolding the truth. But it's cool. He's
I got a special guest. If he appear tonight, I'm going to let him say his piece. So that anybody might be open at the time, I'm going to just mute it until he get through saying what he got to say. But other than that, let's move forward
I'm
until he
appears.
I'm
going to speak to these people real quick. I'm going to speak to these people real quick. All right.
You got the flow, brother. Oh, you talking about somebody over there where you at? Oh, okay, maybe you talk about where he at. But anyway, y'all, we're going to try to have a good time tonight. If not, you know what we do. We take a break. We ain't going to sit here and have no funeral. And I ain't going to talk to myself all night. I was patient to wait for enough people to come in here. So I played my music for a while. Wasn't nobody listening to the music but me. It might be one of them slow nights. We had them from time to time. So if it is, it ain't no thing. I'm going to open this mic up at least and give people the chance if they got something on their mind or something they want to talk about. I give them that opportunity, you know. And a lot of people just call to listen to see, you know, everything that's going on. All I can tell you what's going on is what we got going on with the upcoming event that I hope that a whole lot of people come and support, because we're going to need that support, because we're trying to do something different this year to try to make it happen where fans can really enjoy and want to come back to the track, because they know they're going to see something. If this event becomes successful, it could be a new day. It could be a new day for Chicago grudge racing and up here, you know, because it's been a long time that we tried to cater to people in this way. You know, I mean, the South do it all the time, and they've been successful. You know, if things be successful and it's steady growing, we can get to the point of having shootouts with no entry fee and stuff like that, and that's what we're trying to work on. But right now, we're trying to see how many people are coming together and give an effort to make this event something that we can be proud of. You know, we all getting together to do this. It ain't just Clocks Off. Clocks Off is the head of this event, but we got Brother Vaughn coming together to helping us, you know. We got Jeremiah coming to helping us, you know. You know, we taking any help from the outside that's willing to help, and we're going to do the same for them in the time. You know, we'll promote their stuff just like we promote our stuff. We're just trying to get this thing together. Hold on, let me see. Is this my mystery man? 708-1764, who we got?
Big Eddie, what's happening, man?
What's
it's
happening,
Jamie,
man?
Grudge Racer undercover,
on?
Man.
Oh, man. Well, whenever you ready to get started, let me know, and I'm going to make sure don't nobody be open but you.
All right, well, let's crack the whip. Let's crack
right,
the whip, and I'm going to lay back and listen. All right.
I got you.
This is my thing, man. I'm Grudge Racing Undercover. Grudge Racing Undercover is a person who say things about Grudge Racing, about Grudge Racers, that touchy situations that don't nobody want to talk about. Now, I had a post. I made a post, and my post went like this. Corporations killing the grudge game. What I mean by corporations is this group is in this group, so they can't race this group because they got a friend over here in this group. So we kind of like a corporation. So I believe let me tell you this. I'm an ex-grudge racer. I had fun. I got out the game.
Yeah.
But I love the game.
Yeah.
I was born in the game.
Sir.
See, some of these guys
weren't
born in the game. You know, my church was US 30 Drag Strip. That was my church.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these guys, they don't know nothing about that. But anyway, I understand that the game did change. I get that. I buy it. But there's a lot of
mm-hmm.
things in the game that I do not understand. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you go get your block done at Performance Auto Parts. I know these youngsters don't know nothing about Performance Auto Parts. But anyway.
Nah, they don't know about that.
Yeah. Big Eddie get his motor at Performance Auto Parts. I get my motor at Performance Auto Parts. As soon as I put it together, I'm at Big Eddie. And Big Eddie at me. These guys,
yes, sir.
What I'm seeing, they get the chassis done from the same guys and motors done from the same guys, but they can't race each other. I just don't understand that. It's a corporation.
Yeah.
It's a corporation. I just don't understand that. I look at these groups that I knowned, and these guys is incorporated. I mean, I get this. I get a lot of guys, everybody from the South, you like this here and like this here. Well, if you look at it, bruh, these cars ain't being built in the North. These people getting their motors. They getting the transits, they getting the chassis done in the South. So these are hybrid South winter smoke clip. But I'm just, I'm a couch potato, you know. But I observe a lot of stuff. It's a lot of people who could be racing, but they're not racing because they're hiding behind a corporation. So what do you think about that, Eddie?
You know, yesterday I was talking to a fellow, and he was kind of saying the same thing about a couple of cars that I mentioned that probably going to race. And he told me, no, they're not going to race. And I was like, well, why do you think they won't race? He said, because, first of all, they got the same tuner.
Yeah.
I say, well, it's
a lot
of tuners that work on the same cars.
Yeah.
I say, so that ain't supposed to stop no racing. He said, yeah, but they know too much about each other cars. So that means they've been talking to each other, comparing. Yeah. So that's that corporation you were talking about right there.
Exactly. That's, and that corporation will kill the game, man. Back in the days, I understand young folks. I understand. It ain't back in the days no more. But if it was me, and I know how I am, and I know how I came up as, I wouldn't give a rat's ass if he tuned your car, this car. I'm at your ass, I'm at your ass. Period.
That's right.
Period. So, I mean, it used to be friends, used to race friends, and it was no problem. They wouldn't go off 10, 20,000 to race my friend, you know. It'd just be like some bragging rights, couple of bucks, ha, 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 you know. But you got guys, I know guys who got these super fast cars, and I sit back and watch them. And they say to me, they hustling their car. When you in that type of limelight, there's no such thing as hustle a car. It's killed to be killed. That's it. You know.
That sounds about right to me.
Just for instance, I listen to guys holler, they hustle their cars, but it get them nowhere. They run two or three times. They blow up on their test passes and ain't race nobody. Made 1,000 runs down the track, tested. Ain't run nobody. The last run, they blow it up. For instance, Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes is racing motherfuckers every day, all day, every night.
That man
don't care who, what, when, and why. You can have your slave transmission, or your tuner. He'll help you get your nitrous together, but at the end of the day, he on your ass. Corporations don't stop that man. That man there, he's one of the few. Corporations don't stop.
That's right.
I look at all these guys from here, and I just watch them, and I watch them, and they get in these little cliques. Man, that's a million cars that y'all can be racing if y'all bust out the cliques and have fun.
Yes, sir.
Having fun ain't running a race car up and down the hill and just sitting there having barbecue and stepping classes and selling T-shirts and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
That don't get it done, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I'm not a factor in racing at all, guys. Not at all. I'm just
right.
a couch potato. Who observing and just a few answers. I just want to know the answers to them. That's all. Let me
help you clear some up right quick to what
yes,
you're
sir.
Saying.
Yes, sir.
Now, what this
yes,
man
sir.
Is saying, he's not saying that should nobody have their own little posse. Everybody gonna have a group that they basically deal with. But what he's saying is a lot of people that normally not groups, they all of a sudden, they put themselves at a certain level of people and they not really trying to race other people. They want to really just kind of like step on the little people heads and stuff like that. They not trying to just race each other no more. Like this is something like what we've been talking about in my group, Clocks Off. And we were talking about trying to make it happen again, even if we have to race each other. We want to try to bring action back to the Midwest. Well, if we have to race each other, we'll race each other. And also we'll race other groups just to try to bring action back this way. But we also know that the incorporation. Right.
The incorporation
right.
has got to be killed, man. It's got to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
You got people in this set, cliques with this set. You can't run them. You got people here that cliques with the South, so they can't run them in their group.
Yeah, people are in the South.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, again, I'm just a couch potato, just watching and observing, just seeing if there's anybody out there in the race world see the same thing that I see. I hope I'm not just seeing shit.
No, you ain't just seeing it by yourself. Definitely, it was brought to me yesterday about a north-south connection that won't reach each other. And here they are so many hundreds of miles away, but at the same time, they use the same tuners and stuff like that, so
yeah.
They won't race each other.
Not only tuners, some of these sun guns got the same drivers.
Yeah, there you go.
How can you do something with that? How can you do something with that?
Yeah.
Grudge racing undercover. I'm sitting back in the bushes, man. You got somebody in there.
All right.
I want to hear. You got somebody out there.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah, we got some people out here. We only got one hand up. His hand was up even before he came in. That was Brother Preacher Boy. If you done, I can open his mic and maybe some other people raise their hand.
That boy is good for the game. That boy is old school.
Yes, sir.
Good for the game.
Yes, he
all
is.
All right, I'm going to sit back and listen, man.
All right, man. Oh, we got a hand up.
every week I'm going to have a topic on this show. Every week.
Okay, you come on with it, brother. Brother Kid, your mic is open. Brother Preacher Boy, your mic is back open.
What up, Big Eddie? Grudge Racer Undercover, or however that was. I like what you're talking about, man.
Yes,
I like that good. But
you finna stop a lot of
drag racing. You keep that shit up.
Bro, I'm just telling you how T.I. is. I'm saying what people ain't going to say. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But, again, I'm just a couch potato. You understand? I'm
a couch
potato. But I was
mm-hmm.
a bad man in my day.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm just saying is forget all this corporation, man. This man can race this man. Y'all look like don't get out. But it's a lot of people. It's a standstill right now because he tuned this. He put the cage in my car, so I can't run him because me and him cool. Man, hell with that, man. Y'all might as well put them sun guns in the museum, man. I'm just saying.
There you go. I'll take him to a car show.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, well, you watch us how we move, man. I mean, we still working. We still trying to get things together. But once we get everything together, Mr. Undercover, just pay attention to what's clocked off out there. And then just tell me if we move in the right direction. If you have some suggestions, we willing to listen. Because we want to try to make things start getting hot back up this way, man.
Hey, man, you need people like you to put that fire back, man. But also... somebody, it needs to be told the truth. All this other BS that goes on that I listen on these shows, it be BS.
Mm-hmm.
I done seen it where somebody that talked on another show, what they go do and what they go do this and do that, and when the show come up on Mondays, you don't hear nothing about what they did or nothing. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I mean, only thing I can see, like I said, I'm grudge racing undercover. Only thing I can see and just hearsay, gave a good pair of gym shoes to get off his ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can see. I'm standing by, man. I'm standing by. I'm listening. Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, kid, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, Eddie. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. We got a brother out there interested in the grudge racing world and trying to put it back together. Would like to see it go back together. You know, it'll probably never be like it was, but let's let it be what it could be. You understand? And that's all we trying to say, man. And I can't say much right now because my car's sitting in here on Jack's van. You know, I ain't in the best of shape where I can just handle my car like I want to. At the same time, my team, we got other movements, other things we trying to put in place before we get around my car because my car can't handle the fast guys, you know, the super fast guys. I'm too heavy. But at the same
mm-hmm.
time, we got a couple of cars we trying to get in place so when the we go at a person, we can accommodate them. So until we get that done, it takes time, which we thought by now we'd have been ready, but you know how it go. You get in chastity prison
yep.
and all that kind of stuff, so it make it kind of hard for that to happen so easy. So, but when it do wake up and happen, man, it's going to be some a sight to see. He go a good brother right here. He knows something about it. He a hard racer, too. He old school. What's up, Brother Chuck? How you feel tonight? Brother Chuck, where you at, man?
Well, what up, Eddie? I'm just, it's halftime, goddammit, so I can listen. So who on here lying?
Well, so far ain't nobody told a lie yet, man.
Somebody had to be lying because you agreeing with them.
Man, that's kind of cold, Chuck. Man, I'm agreeing with you too.
No,
now,
you ain't got to agree
with me. That'd be the biggest lie I probably ever said, man.
All right. Somebody lying. What up? What up, Ed?
I ain't not
hey,
too
kid.
Much, man. We
hey,
were
kid,
just,
tell
yeah.
me what you was lying about. A kid to tell me.
Tell him, kid.
No, I really, it was a guy came on here and he was explaining about why there ain't no a lot of grudge racing going on. So there's too many motherfucking teammates and this, that, and the other.
Corporate.
Too many camps and shit.
So you saying
that nationwide corporations? That's what the man said. Nationwide corporations.
We back on the camp jumping, so I ain't got to beat your ass, right?
Oh man.
Well, Chuck, anytime you willing to cross over, and we'll welcome you over here and clock off, man. You good brother, man.
Man, fuck clocks off. I beat the ass with one car, so we don't give a fuck about them.
Chuck said he's a Chi-Town most wanted.
Yeah.
And he's a goddamn outlaw.
No, you wrong. Chuck is the original. You got to say original Chi-Town most wanted.
Oh, okay.
There's only a couple of them. Yeah, the original.
There's only a couple of them, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what the watered down version, but I know the original.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I knew Chuck as when I was young. You understand? He
yes,
was at the car still working at Jack's Auto.
Yes, right.
You know,
that's right on 30
yeah.
Lane.
Yes, sir. So he the originator. Them other ones is washed down, and all right, y'all can come over here. You can come over here. You can come over here. You can too. Fuck it. But the original,
I'm talking about
30-year guys plus.
Don't say too many good things about this motherfucker because I don't like him. So just go ahead, though. You know,
damn.
I'm ready,
see, hey, Eddie, I done followed
yeah.
this man from motorcycles to where he wasn't even in no race cars. He was a Kawasaki man. You know, I just followed him, man. I mean, that's all I grew up as, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to knock his head off, man.
Ooh.
Motherfucker, I can get you a gun with 12 bullets in that bitch, and I bet you miss me every time.
God damn.
Will you have that raggedy motherfucker out there on the 17th? Tell me that.
Uh-oh.
No. But if you talk some real shit, I will have it.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know how real I can get, but
well, why
it's a possibility. It's a possibility
say,
that we
I
might be
know.
Out there with it.
See, that's what your problem is. You say
hey,
don't
man,
know.
We trying to get back together
when
as we speak,
say,
man.
When I can say yes or no, see that's the difference.
That's what I'm trying to ask you. So you can't say yes or no. Don't say shit.
See, you don't say we can. I can say yes or no.
Well, say yes or no then. Mm. Tell me. Are you going to be out there?
Yes.
With
oh,
shit.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe I can't say yes right now, but fuck you.
Well, why the fuck is you even talking to me?
Damn.
Goddamn.
All I can tell you, Chuck, is we're going to try to be there just like last year. And if we there, tap me on my motherfucking shoulder. That's all I'm asking you, man.
Oh, man.
Is that acting too much since you're going to be there anyway?
I'm not going to tap you on your motherfucking shoulder. I'm on fucking kneecap.
Damn.
Oh, man, not the kneecaps.
Why you got to be so vicious, Chuck?
Your shoulder's bigger than me, but I'll bust your fucking kneecap in a minute.
Damn. Hey, Chuck, I already told you, man, win, lose, or draw. Just to put on some motherfucking show for these people up here. I'll rate your ass with my wheelchair,
Eddie,
motherfucker.
Eddie,
I just want
to
put on the show,
to
man.
Put on no motherfucking show. I'm trying to assassinate a motherfucker.
Is that right? Is that right?
If I want to put on the show, I go to the motherfucking strip club tonight.
Well, bust my kneecaps if you see us out there, man. That's all I'm asking you. Just bust my kneecap.
Man, I'm going to bust your motherfucking kneecap, chunk.
Bust my head. Do whatever you want to do, man. But just get to the track. That's all you got to do. And we gonna, and you got some action.
Yeah. Y'all got to tell me some definite shit. I ain't coming out there unless I got some action.
Well, I'd be able to tell you something definite. I'd be able to tell you something definite before the show. How about that?
Hey, you can call me anytime, Eddie.
All right. Then that's a wrap. Then.
Don't
we ain't got to talk about it no
more. Don't be coming on this little bitty clock off show talking about you a bad motherfucker. Don't call my name.
I ain't never once said I was a bad motherfucker.
I said
we going to try to make it happen, man. I ain't never said I was a bad motherfucker.
Well, goddamn it, are you ready?
I said we going to try to help make it happen in Chicago.
Are you ready?
That's what I said.
Are you ready?
Yeah, but.
Ain't no but. See, kid, there you go again. Yeah, but.
Oh, man.
You ain't in front of no motherfucking judge trying to explain your shit.
Chuck, don't be so hard on me, man. I'm trying to talk to you, man. I told you. If we get out there in the car, goddamn it, Putin and Papa, we're going
to
reach your ass.
You ain't said you ready, motherfucker. Talk to me when you're ready.
Well, I ain't going to lie to you, man.
Nah. Going back to your regular scheduled programming, I want to know what they were talking about.
Damn, it sounds like I heard that old slow-ass Vic somewhere around here. Where he at?
Oh, man, come on, Eddie. Damn, Vic going to fuck you up too, Eddie.
Hey, kid, you see how you switched the damn subject?
Nah, Vic, I can't promise you the red Camaro will be out there, but the black one will be out there. You understand me? And Simone will be out there if you want to try some.
Oh, man, not Simone.
Yeah, Simone will be out there.
What is that?
It's that blue Malibu. That's that blue Malibu we got.
I like that. I try that.
What is it? A small tire car?
Yeah.
All steel, all glass, what is it?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, okay, something like that.
It's a damn race car. I try that motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Now, you going to try that black motherfucker, Chuck, or you ain't going to try nothing at all over here, partner. You can't tell me what street is shit under, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I want to start at the bottom so I can make it to the top. Yeah.
No. The bottom for you is that black pit. That black motherfucker called Mudbone 2.0. That's the bottom of the pit for you, homeboy.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
See, that's why we're trying to get together different selection of cars so we can meet every category.
Hold on, Eddie.
Yeah.
Let's go back to what y'all was talking about, why motherfuckers ain't racing.
Yeah, that was a good topic. That was a good topic, man.
Yeah, that was a good topic. And I said it years ago. Once motherfuckers got talk shows in the back line, they so scared of getting fucked up, they can't stand to take a loss. Even if it was a close
loss. Gotta be the talk. What about the people that don't have talk shows and don't race, man?
Like who?
I ain't saying no names, man. I'm just saying, you know, in general.
Well,
there's a lot of people out there that
–
there's only a few people that got talk shows that don't race, but it's only a few people that really just hard down race, like yourself, Preacher Boy, Terry O.
Maybe. They so scared of losing, but they know everybody going to talk about that.
Hey, look here. I'm going to give you a prime example. Vaughn, Yak. They ain't got no goddamn talk show, and they raise more than anybody in the city of Chicago, man. Come on.
But you
but,
can't.
But it
but
don't
that
make
ain't
no
what
sense.
You said, though, Eddie. That's not what you said. We were saying why motherfuckers don't race. Because everybody else that's listening got a race car, but they ain't doing
whole
no race.
A lot of people
why?
That don't have no talk
why?
Shows, man, that don't race,
because
man. I don't know why.
Stand They can't stand getting their ass chewed out on the blog talk or the back line.
Oh, so you saying the talk shows in the back line is the reason why they don't want to race, because they can't stand that pressure.
Yes.
I got you, bro.
Then this game ain't for them.
That's right.
Whoever said that made an exact point. They not built for this shit.
This grudge racing undercover.
Whatever you call it.
No, that's who I am. But no, I was just saying, they not built for, see, a lot of these guys in the game shouldn't be in the game, you know. And you kind of got to be careful who you put in the game, because the game consists of a lot. You know, the game consists of a lot of jaw jacking. You know, a lot of guys can't take the jaw jacking, man. And they get personal with it. Grudge racing has never been personal.
Mm-mm.
Never. Never.
Nah.
So you got, I'm not picking on the young, but you got a majority of the young, they attitude. You can't jaw jack with them. And then when they jawjack and you go back with them, they can't handle it. They can't handle it. Then they want to fight and all of that. It's not about that. I can go get a piston from Chuck and put it in my car. All right, Chuck, I'm ready for your ass. Come on. You see, they get a piston from Chuck. Oh, that's my buddy Chuck. I can't race him. So that's a car out the game right there. A car out the game because they got a piston from Chuck.
Now, what the fuck does that have to do with racing somebody? Who gives a fuck?
There you go.
If
you
got your man, go get his ass.
There you go. There you go. There you go. But that makes us in corporation. We can't race each other. And that's what it's going to. Some can't see it, some can. But that's what it's going to.
You set
my wheel travel up for me, so I can't race somebody in your group because you set my wheel travel.
Yeah. Now
you from the old school, Chuck.
This is not the race. That's all.
There you go. Being in corporation is the thing that I said. Being in a corporation is an excuse not to race that person. So basically you hiding under that person so that you won't have to race that person, but you have the same class car that man has to race him. But no, that's your buddy. You got 5 gallons of race fuel from him the other day, so you can't race him. Get out of here.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Exactly. I'm just keeping it real. That's what grudge racing undercover. I say what others won't say. Every week I'm going to have a different topic. This topic this week is corporations killing the game. You got some guns incorporating off. You got some guns incorporating all the way down south from Chicago, all the way from down south and Michigan from Chicago. Shit.
Mhm. Yeah, that's fucked up, Chuck.
I'm just sitting in the back, up. Man. I'm gonna listen to you guys a little bit more until some more come on, because I just want to know. I'm just a spectator. I'm a couch potato. I just want to know because I don't know.
Yeah, that's fucked up, Chuck.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Hey, Chuck.
Yay.
I give you a pistol and still go at your ass.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah, I give you the other motor and fuck you up. So what's the
difference? I'm with you, Chuck. So we ain't doing no corporation.
Hold on, Leroy. I can't even give a motherfucker a line to my generator, and they think they friends, so they can't race me.
Oh,
man.
We'll help you and fuck you up, too.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
That's the way. It'll be a whole lot racing, man. I look at all these Sun Guns, and I'm just looking. I'm like, man, there's three cars out the game. Them three cars out the game because they can't race each other, so they got to go race somebody else. Three cars out the game. Why? Because he tuned my car, so my car be at his shop, or his car be at the same shop as mine, so we can't do that. Man.
Well, you know what, though, dog? Really? Ain't no motherfucking secrets in drag racing, so everybody know what everybody got.
Ain't it, man?
So
ain't it, man?
Either you gonna race him or you ain't.
Yeah. Don't make the excuse because he in a. He, don't make
yeah,
the excuse and run up on
no
the
motherfucking
crew to hide.
Everybody use the same engine builder. Y'all can race each other, but
no,
we can't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck.
Yay. Yeah.
Got a question.
Yo.
You got your car fixed?
No.
Don't feel bad. We ain't got I 6 either, but I was
damn.
Just
hold on, brother. You just told me that you could be there if you want to say yes or no. And
hold on, you slow motherfucker.
Okay.
You already know what I can do.
I'm asking you to do it. That's all I'm asking you to do it. Don't say no like
no,
you tell him like you told me.
It's no reason to.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Chuck, can you please get it ready, Chuck?
I can.
Thank you, sir. You know, because we need to entertain the fans, Chuck.
Hey, Leroy, fuck Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Because he trying to tell some shit.
All right, Chuck, come through. I ain't going to play nothing else.
I can go up there and get
talk
that shit
Leroy, man.
Ready tomorrow and fire that bitch up and be at 41 tomorrow night. So what the fuck
who
are
you talking about?
Say?
Who you talking about, baby boy?
Chuck, my man.
I'm talking about that motherfucking stinking ass Eddie. Because he knows some shit and he's trying to tell.
I ain't trying to tell shit, Chuck.
Now
I'm going to ask you a question,
hey,
man.
Can I just shout out to Ground and Pound for coming out to my party, Sea Lug, and all of them?
I got to
cut. Hold on, say that again.
Hit him, Chuck.
I
can I just out to Ground and Pound and
yes,
Bud and Three
yes,
Dogs,
sir.
All of them came out to support me last night at my party. The rest
that's
of y'all
my family,
sorry,
man.
Y'all
that, you know
out.
That.
I listen, man, I'm sorry everybody missed out, but I enjoyed myself, and I tried to feed anybody that wanted to be fed to the best of my ability.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope you enjoy
it.
Hey,
I ain't mad at nobody.
Damn, you had a party last night?
Yeah, at the Rose. Yes.
Oh, man. I ain't know, dog.
Why you didn't let me know?
I put it on Facebook. If you motherfuckers look at Facebook and said, holla, happy birthday,
you,
and I said, I have a birthday.
No, you motherfucker, when the last time you seen me on Facebook, motherfucker?
Oh, that's Leroy talking. Leroy, I didn't know, man. I apologize for you.
Man, it's all good, man. I'd have been there if I'd have known. That's all I was saying.
Hey, Leroy, I'm sorry.
Preacher boy.
I put it on Facebook.
Preacher boy. If you had a party, I wouldn't have came anyway. I got to be home by the time street lights come on, so.
Oh, no, you wouldn't even have made it because the food wasn't even ready.
I can't come out on Thursday night. My bad. Mama don't let me out.
Johnny Rail was there and everybody. Listen to me, man. I had crab, shrimp, lobster tails, real tip, real chicken, fish, spaghetti, corn, what you call it, beans with the ground beef in it? I don't know the name of that, though.
Baked beans.
I had all of that shit, man. Man, they ate shit as soon as it got off the grill, man. Shit didn't even have a chance. But I enjoyed myself.
Well,
I appreciate it. And baby boy, I can't remember was yours before mine or after mine. I know we in the same area code.
Before.
Well, happy birthday to you, too. I just ain't been around. I've been trying to lay low and stay away from people. You know how people been trying to treat me, so I just stay out their way. I got a drunk that think he can steal on me and whoop me. So I really try to stay out the way.
Oh, man.
Well, that's in the past.
That's in the past, and I don't want to bring it up no more. But I just want to stay out of everybody's way and enjoy my life, man.
Joke.
What up, kid?
What up, Leroy?
You got it, man. How you doing?
Pretty good.
That's cool. That's what's up. Yeah. So, man, you know, I came on to holler at Chuck, but I don't want to piss Chuck off too much more, so I got to let him in.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's that punk ass Eddie with his telling ass. You see how
Hey, Chuck. All love. I don't want to fight no more.
That, man. See, that's why I don't care your punk ass shit. Because you always got ain't no motherfucking topic of a conversation.
I don't fight no more, Chuck. I apologize, man.
Man,
I apologize for whatever
no
I did. Hey, kid.
You
hey,
knew
kid, just talk to Chuck for
you,
me, man.
My motherfucking car going to be there Saturday, man. Now what, punk?
That's all.
Hey, Chuck, now we got to work a lot harder, man. But we'll be there, though. We'll be there.
Thinking ass, Eddie. Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Hey, kid, talk to Chuck for me. Kid, let him know I ain't mean no harm.
He don't want to fight no more.
Oh, man.
Now I'm going to be there on the 17th, and I'll be in Steele, Alabama on the 23rd. Now you want to know where
that's
I'm going?
Right. No. Uh-uh.
Well, I'm definitely supporting Steele, Alabama on the 23rd.
Yeah, we know we're going to be there. We got a little surprise coming for the 17th. And I bet not see that motherfucking red Camaro
on the
23rd,
but I got to go have another procedure at the
hospital. I bet not see a red Camaro on the property.
Oh, shit. Hey, Bo.
Yeah.
Hey, Bo. When you come get the red con, take it with you to steal out of Bama, man, fuck that nigga up.
Nigga, you can get it Saturday, motherfucker.
We ain't gonna have it out there Saturday, man.
I told you we're
gonna have out there Saturday, man. I told you already.
Whatever, I'll be there.
Don't be there. Be square.
I ain't never square, motherfucker. If I was square, I'd be sitting up on the phone talking all night with your punk ass. I know how to hang this bitch up. As soon as the game over, I'm out.
He said, as soon as the game over, I'm out. Oh, man. As it look right now, it ain't looking too good for Miami.
That's how the Chicago Grudge Races is. They Miami fans. They can't see the light on the other side of the tunnel.
Yes, sir.
Oh, somebody, what's that noise?
Somebody bagging up at work.
Oh shit.
So Ed, what's the races for next Saturday?
What the races for next Saturday?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Yeah, the shootout. The locked in races.
The only ones I know about, goddamn, is who was that? Well, I saw they made some call outs. Other than that, is Terrio locked in with somebody? Jeremiah unlocked his race. So shit. There's only a couple of them that's locked in already that I know of.
If you don't know, Ed, call Shem. And let Shem probably know.
Yeah, he probably know. I don't be on the back line as much, man.
Yeah,
Sam on vacation, man. Sam, I don't think Sam in town. I don't think Sam in town, Leroy.
To Sam already. I didn't ask all that, brother. I just, you know, I made a suggestion. That's all. Let me see if I can get him on the phone.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, Leroy? What's up, panel? Hey, how y'all
What's
doing?
Going
how
on?
You doing, man? I'm all right. Hey, Big Eddie.
Come on.
Before Leroy make his phone call or whatever, if you have anything on motor, I'm going to knock your head clean off. You know what I'm talking about. You get anything
on
motor.
Oh, God damn.
I'm going to knock all the hair off your head. I'm tired of you and Double D and Rob cheating me. Y'all get all these cars with spray on it. You get anything on motor, I'm going to pull all the strands off your back.
I'm going to put something together on motor tomorrow, man.
You do what I want you to do. I'm going to pull all the strands off your back.
Me.
Do what I want you to do. Tidy out cheating me.
Man, I sure hate I lost my stable, boy.
I hate you build buy another.
Man.
Do what I want you to do. I got all motor cars, and you know it. Y'all ain't trying to accommodate me no kind of way. Y'all got all these cars and spray. Get anything on motor, I'm going to paralyze you. One arm. Hey, Eddie?
Huh?
I got Sham on the phone to answer Chuck's question about the locked-in races.
All right. Go ahead, brother Sham.
What's happening? Hold on. I think it's like four locked in races. One is Terrio versus Jack Ball. Head up to the eighth. That's at 6:00. Vaughn driving Jack Ball and Terrio driving his own car. Anthony versus Preacher Boy. Head up to the eighth. That I don't have a time for that. You got Cootie from Michigan versus Three Love. Head
that's
up
right.
to the eighth. That's at 7:00. You got Eric with the Mustang, the Turbo Mustang versus Mike Medina
right.
with the Mustang. Head up to the
that's
eighth.
Right.
And that's at 6 o'clock. The one they scrapped it, but I don't know how that's gonna unfold. The one with Jeremiah and Scrap. They
already canceled that one, didn't they?
Yeah. They got paid the punk out for that one. There's one I'm missing. I didn't write it down. I don't know. I can't remember who it is, but there's one more locked in. I can't remember who it is though. So those are the ones that I got that I wrote down.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it should be interesting. I think it's gonna be quite a few other ones. This being the last week, it's been a lot of chitter chatter. And of course on Facebook they've been going back and forth. So I believe we probably gonna have some more locked in before Friday.
I would say definitely, because we got a couple people. Chuck said they got a surprise coming to 41, and I think I know who it is. Brother Chuck.
It's a surprise.
Hey,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Could I ask a question?
You can ask anything you want.
Is it one of the ones that's been talking real tough?
No.
Okay, because I was gonna say if he dare show up, we're gonna have our fist balled up. You know, we're gonna have something right there waiting on him.
It's a little bitty old car,
tough.
But it'll be there.
Uh huh. Okay. Yeah. Cause we sure gonna have a car that warm. I can guarantee that. We'll have our fist balled up for him.
Yeah. I don't know. the race I want to see. It's Cody and 3 Love. That going to be a motherfucking race.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That going to be a race.
Ooh. I heard off the trailer, they trying to get them to run off the trailer. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I heard something to that effect that they was trying to run them off the trailer.
And
Leon.
Leon
off
and
trailer.
And Cootie off the trailer. That was in the air. It's not locked, but they were talking about that. I heard them talking about that before.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so it's going to be some it's definitely going to be some humbug going on.
Oh yeah.
So
that's without question. It's just slow dragging with locking in. You know, I don't know the shows. I don't know about them locking in. It's something about them locking in, but when everybody on the same property, you know, it's going to be and then it's, you know, they've been talking and so forth and so on. I know they're going to be gang banging. Yeah, they definitely.
Yes sir. Yes sir. Yeah, you know, I'm out of that arena, but goddamn, I've been itching to get back in it, you know. So hey,
oh man,
yeah, it's been a lot of humbugging on this phone, so yeah, so we're gonna work it out. Yep. Yeah, so
Eddie, the race that Vic paid off when Jeremiah fucked Vic up.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, Vic broke on the line, so on the test pass.
No, you told me they had a lock. Vic was gonna pay off the lockup.
No, the way it went that I heard end up, there ain't nobody paying nobody. That's what I heard that night. And Relo said he was going to give Vic his money back.
I paid, because I paid the lockup, and then Jeremiah was supposed to run me. So then Jeremiah pulled some bull crap and then say he not going to run me. You know,
Cost
so Three Love gave, right. So, no, Three Love gave my money back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's good. That's good shit then. That's good shit.
Right. It's just,
in other words, don't fuck with Jeremiah.
Jeremiah scared to death. You know, I'm going to kill his motherfucking ass. He got free $500. That's what's wrong. I mean, I don't have a problem with locking in, but I'm going to tell you like this. You know the motherfuckers that's going to race. So I get it with the lock-in and all that, but personally, I look at it like this. If your car break, put the money back up there when your car and fix your car and get back up there. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good shit, Vic. That's good shit.
If a motherfucker's going to race you, they're going to race you. That's what's wrong. Motherfuckers looking for any way out of racing somebody. That's what a punk out is. Punk out ain't nothing but a way to get out of racing somebody.
I like Jack Ball over Terrio. Anybody want to bet? I like Jack Ball over Terrio.
Ooh-wee.
I got a little extra cash. Must be on the property. But I like Jack Ball over Terrio.
No, man.
Okay, Vic. Continue, Vic. I just had to get that one in there.
Oh, you good. The transfix not, Chuck. And I guarantee you Jeremiah won't come nowhere near that motherfucking toe tag.
We knew he was dead that day. Damn.
He keep on talking. I'm subject to do something stupid before then. I'm subject to make him the way he to race me.
What's that motherfucking the gangster on the movie? Do something to make me smile. Do something to make me smile. whatever that movie was.
Hey, player you player. Already know. I like the race.
Do something to make me feel better. Do something to make me feel
better. Yeah. That was the movie.
Yeah, player club.
Yeah,
Players
Club, right. Do something
to
make me feel bad.
You know how it is, Chuck, just like you like to race. Hey, that's what it is. It's all about racing. Hey, all that personal shit can go out the window.
No, we don't want it personal. We just want to see a good show where everybody out at the same fucking time. Get it on.
But I'm going to tell you right now, some niggas ain't worth fucking with. You know, like you wipe your ass out and take a shit. Sometimes you just got to flush it.
Yeah, it's all good. As soon as I shake down, I'm trying to lock somebody else. As soon as I shake it down, I just got to make sure everything is right.
God damn.
But I don't even care if it ain't right for Jeremiah. I don't got a check.
You too. I don't never get left out. God damn, man. I'm at the Players Club, and I'm in a power district. His ass running around here in this park. You want to fuck around and make me buy something?
You at the Players Club. That's why your car ain't fixed.
Ain't no worry about it. My shit paid in full. First of all, my shit paid in motherfucking full. So motherfucker don't know if my car fixed or not. And I love what you said. The best part about your story is my shit. It moved when I wanted to move. I don't want to address myself to another motherfucker about mine.
Oh, man.
I heard last night somebody said they were looking for me after they whooped somebody. They going to whoop me. See, they didn't read my memo. You can't beat me unless I say we going to play. If I say we ain't going to play, all you doing is looking like a dumbass. I don't go because another motherfucker want to go. I go when I feel like going.
Hey, preacher boy, you know I wasn't on the show, so who said it?
I don't know who said it. Somebody called me this morning because I wasn't worried about nothing but my party last night. But they told me somebody got on the show last night talking about what they're going to do to me. I laughed. I said, man, yeah, you got jokes, man. You just trying to start some bullshit.
It's 2023, preach. That's the land of the motherfuckers that wish they could.
Yeah, it's a lot of wannabes.
They get their chance to prove it Saturday. I mean, next Saturday.
Yeah, if I feel like it.
I'm just saying, all the rest of them. First big race
up. Hey, man,
up, yeah.
I don't want to see no car show. All these mouths been moving. And motherfucker always hollering, you crawling. Hold on.
So,
wow.
I'm
that
just
boy
saying,
shot
all
that ball.
Like all the bullshit tight ball talk. He ain't locked in with nobody for.
Man, tight ball ain't trying to lock nobody in.
Man.
You already know that's for sure.
Had to call that fool tomorrow, man. Why you ain't locked in?
Tidy Bowl too worried about what he wearing. He trying to win a fashion show.
No, him and Keith was on the phone the other day. Trying to get him and that vet back together again.
Man.
He said he wants some of that vet again.
Yeah, mother can make their mouth say anything.
He told Keith to lock in. He get the break.
Wow.
Keith ain't show up. I was on the phone with him on the trayway.
Oh, yeah, this game over.
Yeah, that's done.
No, they got one more quarter.
Man, they sitting there playing with their.
Yeah, they is. Those motherfuckers just hit anything they want to hit.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Howard got a nice little place, man. It's a nice little environment.
Oh yeah.
A lot of old drag races there. It was, you know, talking about some good stuff. It's nice. It's nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a nice little environment.
My iPhone is hot.
I ain't drinking much, bro. I just.
I don't know.
I just, you know,
hi, Brandon. I'm bringing my grandkids there tomorrow morning for the kids.
Well, we got a hand up. Our people once fell off.
Yeah, I fell off, y'all. I'm back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yes, sir.
Are they playing with their ass?
Yeah, it looked like their dream run it might be over with.
Uh-oh.
You
they had
that
a hell
dream
of a run,
too,
though.
You had that dream,
hey,
too?
Hey, dreams will make things happen for you, man. You got to have dreams, man, to want to do something. Yeah, I had the dream. My dream ain't over with yet. I'm going to kick your ass.
Your dream ended when you started it.
Hey, Chuck, don't fuck with me, man. I told you I don't want to fight no more.
Yeah.
I'm tired of you beat me upside my head, man. And you supposed to be my boy
like
and everything.
Like,
I have my meals. I'm telling you. What else I got to do?
But you start the shit every week. You like that old faggot ass pimp.
I don't even be saying nothing no more, Chuck.
He okay?
I don't know. He won't. He ain't want nobody to talk about him, and he won't talk to nobody. I called him several times, and no response.
You gotta
hope that the man all right.
Yeah, I hope he all right too. I gotta ask D, cause shit, I was wondering why I ain't heard from him.
Well, evidently it ain't nothing nobody want to talk about, cause last week I announced it and D was on the phone, but he didn't say nothing, so I can't twist nobody on, man. You know, evidently it's something that they don't want to talk about.
I want him to be all right. You know, I just ain't heard from him.
Right, for sure. I ain't heard him on the back lines or nothing, man. So, a few times I be on there.
Well, they don't allow your ass on there because you ain't racist.
Damn. That's right. You ain't said nothing wrong. But half of them ain't racing either.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Eddie. I'm going to throw three words at you. Love, honor, and respect. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, sir.
Love,
yes, sir.
Honor, and respect. Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sure. That's how old I am. Love, honor, and respect. Big Shirley Mo Downey,
yes,
that motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Prettiest paint job on
59th Street. Yes, sir. Yep, I'm just hoping everybody turn out, man. What'd you say, Larry?
No, I asked Chuck, do he remember that cop?
Remember what?
That's do you remember that cop? Love, honor, respect.
Oh,
I remember all of it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was crazy about that car.
Yeah, so.
Had a monkey bar roll cage in it. Monkey bar the playground roll cage of it.
Yeah, this motherfucker, yeah, over with, man. They can't even buy a bass.
Damn.
Well, they say the cream rises to the top.
Yeah, man. All the motherfuckers in the white jerseys gonna be on the bottom. Y'all been letting the air out there.
Yeah, man.
Open up the white thing.
Goddamn, the Joker shooting air balls. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Did you announce family's funeral arrangements for tomorrow?
No. Who funeral arrangements for tomorrow?
Did you know what?
Was it Hammer?
That's why I don't fuck with these talk shows too much, man.
Hey, Chuck, I don't talk to everybody, man. If you got some information, this would talk to you.
You know Hammer's a racist.
I know Hammer, but I don't talk to nobody, man.
But did you announce it on the show?
No, because I haven't had that. I announced it when he passed. I didn't know nothing about his arrangement. If you know the arrangement, man, talk about it.
Holy goddamn.
That's what talk shows is for, man. Why you can't announce it, man?
Motherfucker, I can't
don't,
see
it. Don't send it to it. Don't send it to me.
It's tomorrow. His arrangements is from 10 to 11 of the viewing. The funeral start at 11. It's in Harvey. I'm going to send you the address so you can read.
Man, I'm going to try my best to get there. I can't get that for the funeral. I'm going to get that for the funeral, though.
So you agree, Chuck, I just want to, don't cuss me out, but you agree that if we meet at the track on the 17th, we gonna get out, right?
Man, we talking about Hammer now.
All right, well, send me the rankings. I'm gonna read them.
Long time friend. So I'm gonna send you
Big
his
Hammer. Range. Big Hammer, send it to me.
God damn, you sorry motherfucker.
Thank you.
I'm going to send it to you now. Wait a minute. Let me screenshot it. Okay. I mean, it might have took all of it. Hold on.
Should have hit
Wait
the
minute,
chat
let me get
button,
my glass. Hold on, let me get my glass. Motherfucking lousy-ass talk show host. Don't. Hold on, let me blow this shit up. Okay, hold on. Let me. All right. His arrangement is June 10th, which is Saturday. Vineyard House of Prayer, 45 East 150th Street in Harvey. Viewing is at 10. The service is at 11. And then they're going to put them in the 127th House at Cedar Park.
Okay. All right,
you
y'all heard that. Oh, you just let them know.
I'm just saying. You should
That's
have been and did that. Viewing is at 10. The funeral is at 11. And they're going to put them in 127 at Cedar Park.
Okay. I got you.
Okay. Say goodbye to a friend.
Yes, sir. Big Hammer.
Hammer and Ray, two tons of fun racing.
Yes, sir.
You don't even remember that shit, do you?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Ray had the two, he had the photo.
Yeah, him and Big Ray, two tons of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Getting back to my question,
Chuck. If we both on the prison, on the premises, is we gonna play?
Put a fucking deposit up, Chuck.
What kind of deposit you want up, Chuck?
$1,000 or better.
$1,000 or better.
That's
the bottom number. That's the deposit. $1,000.
If you want me to go get my goddamn car and bring it.
Okay.
I
want to
put
it up
get
tomorrow.
The money out your motherfucking hand.
You can come get it tomorrow, Chuck.
You got Zelle. No,
you
motherfucker, I ain't got Zelle. I want cash. I'm going to come right after as soon as I leave Hammer shit, I'm coming to your house.
All right, I got to try to send some money to the bank, Chuck, because I ain't got the cash in the house.
Give me your bank card.
And
I'll go.
Okay. Ain't no problem. It ain't no problem,
Chuck. Give me your bank card, you'll never get that bitch out.
I trust you. I trust you, Chuck. So all I can say to you right now is,
bingo. I got action.
That's all I can say to you right now, Chuck.
Bingo. I got action.
Hey, man, y'all ain't got shit to do. Y'all come out and see my boy tomorrow and send him home in a good way, you know?
Yeah, well, I know I ain't going to be there. I would like to be, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's sad, man. Y'all just take a few minutes, come out there and, you know, say goodbye to the man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
All. We
yeah,
already
cool
losing.
Dude.
We already losing enough friends, so say goodbye to the ones that you can. All right, Ed, I'm going to shut the fuck up because it got quiet.
Yeah, well, I'll probably shut it down, man. We ain't going to make a good show or a bad show because I think we had a pretty good show tonight.
Mm. We just,
anybody got
we just,
something else to say, y'all? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Next week, I have a new topic from Grudge Racing Undercover.
Right on, Brother Grudge Racing Undercover. I'll be looking for you next week.
Tell me your topic. Tell me your topic. I can help.
I got some good ones.
Okay. Yeah, come on, lad.
I don't know. Y'all probably already know Jimmy Lopez won that drag and drive thing.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, he won the drag and drive for the best ET and best comparison. But yeah, he won that event.
Okay.
Tell me your topic.
Anybody else?
Tell me your topic for next week. I got some ideas.
Tune in.
Every week I got a new
to talk to Drag Race Undercover, man. Tune in. Next week.
I'll probably be at the track next Friday. So you got to, you got to give me some.
Listen to the late show.
Man, I go to bed at 10 o'clock, man.
No.
Listen on your way home.
I got a good one.
I go to bed at 10 o'clock. I can't listen to the late show.
Yeah, all right.
But if you tell me the topic, I can expand on it.
Okay. I'm gonna call you and tell you. Just stay by the phone.
All right then, y'all. Anybody else? Well, it don't look like nobody else raising their hand and saying nothing, y'all. So I want to say thank y'all for coming on. It's been a pleasant night. Good topics. Pretty good show. Hope to see y'all again next week.
You gonna close the show down because you're a Miami fan, sucker.
Damn. Oh, man,
damn.
I'm a Bulls fan. I'm a Bears fan. I'm a Bulls and a Bears fan, man. I don't really even give a fuck about baseball. But I'm a Cubs and a White Sox fan.
That's
hockey.
Why you're so motherfucking slow, because you're a Bulls and a Cubs fan.
Oh,
remember that. Remember that on the 17th. Keep your motherfucking hopes up, nigga.
Ooh. It's going down.
You keep picking them fucking losing ass teams. That's why you're going to be like you are.
Uh-oh. We're going to the Super Bowl next year. The Bears going to the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah. You going to the Super Bowl? You going to the Super Bowl?
Yes, sir. 3490, your mic is open.
Yes, sir.
Got him.
Yes, sir.
Got him.
Wanted to come in and say good evening to Chuck and you, Big Eddie, and Mr. Undercover and Kid and everybody. Just wanted to wave my hand at y'all, man, and say hello to everybody.
What's happening, Uncle Larry?
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir, Chuck. Yes, sir.
You know Eddie is a box of rocks, right?
Hey, Chuck, Uncle Larry clocked off too, man. He don't want to go against you, but
you can tell me, Uncle Larry, Eddie's a box of rocks. It's all right. Wink your eyes some shit. Know that you understand me.
Yeah, Uncle Larry, he gonna think I pulled all that box of rocks on top of his head on the 17th.
No.
He gonna have knots everywhere.
Imagine it.
Ooh-wee.
Eddie trying to get his ass out of here because he went from Miami and getting his ass tore off.
No, I'm getting out of here because I ain't going to hold no funeral, man. You say you're going to one tomorrow. I want to have one tonight. We had a good show. They don't let the show just die away like that, man. I mean, if they don't want to talk, they ain't got nothing else to say. What I'm holding the phone open for. They know I hold this motherfucker open to 4 o'clock in the morning. They know I had this motherfucker open, huh?
Hey Eddie, that grudge racing undercover topic, it kind of touched a whole lot of people, man. So I think I'm the reason why nobody raising their hands, brother.
No, but that's because okay,
that
brother. We gonna keep on doing that, brother. And we gonna keep doing it too, brother. I appreciate you.
That's a home run.
And we gonna keep on doing it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. You ask for it, you go get it.
Bring it on to me. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
All right. Okay.
I want to know what the next topic is.
The next topic going to be your ass.
You better do it early because I'll be at the track, but you can do it all day.
you be in the bed, right, Chuck?
I'll be at the bed at 10 o'clock every night, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, you might be gut.
Hey, undercover.
Yep.
Hold on, man. I'm going to take Chuck in the private room and talk to him right quick because he's a little bit under the weather. Let me holler at you, Chuck. Hold on. Oh, yeah, hey, Chuck.
Yeah. Get him on in there.
Hey, Chuck.
Now you know what? Them motherfuckers make all them duck calls. He been making duck calls for 3 years. But I show up at every race and ready to race. Where the fuck has he been?
Oh, Lord.
I just wanted to talk to you.
Stop me when I'm lying.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you be there, Chuck. You be there.
I'll be there ready to race a motherfucker.
Every year.
So you can do all the duck calls you want.
Oh, Lord.
Ain't no old Lord. I'm telling the truth. I come to everybody and ready to race.
All the time.
But
all I can say is next week going to be a doozy.
Why you gonna make me give you cash in advance? You know I'm trustworthy, man. I paid you last time. Did I not pay you last time?
You had $1,000 tomorrow, motherfucker, when I called you at 10:45.
Did I not pay you last time, man? Did I pay you last time?
I don't even know where the money is at, man.
Well, that's your fault, man. You got to slow down.
What the fuck I'm going to go to PayPal for a dollar for?
God damn.
That wasn't a question, man. It was a yes or no answer. You don't even know how to do
that. That was my answer.
Okay, Chuck. All right.
What the fuck am
call
I going to
call me when you get out of the funeral tomorrow, man. Call me when you get out of the funeral
tomorrow. I'm walking from my garage to the house. What the fuck am I going to go out there and look for a dollar?
Well, see, could I walk from your garage to the house then so I can find me a dollar?
You can't walk that far.
Oh, boy.
I got electric under my ass. I got electric.
But you can't bend down and pick up the fucking money.
That's when I asked my friend. Hey, I asked my friend,
Eddie,
can you hand me that dollar? Yeah.
Eddie got a Tesla over there, man.
Yeah.
Eddie got a
Yugo. I don't know why it took so hard on me undercover. I don't know why.
The other way. He got a Yugo.
I don't know why it took so hard on me undercover. He saved my friend, man, but he just beat me in the head all the time, man.
Ooh, he beating you too, man. He beating you.
I know it, man.
He been beating you ever since I've been on, man. Yeah, damn. Lighten up,
that's
Chuck.
That's every show, man. That's every show.
I'm going to beat that motherfucker till he stop breathing.
Hey, undercover.
Yeah,
he gonna humble himself after 17. Trust me. He gonna humble himself. Yes, sir. We gonna have peace and harmony around this motherfucker.
Eddie, I've been humble because I know you can't win everything and you ain't gonna lose all of them. It's a part of the game. That's it.
Imagine
show and tell.
But if any of you motherfuckers step up to the plate, I will deaden the fuck out of you.
Damn. That's strong. That's strong, Chuck. That is strong.
That's strong, man.
That's strong as his armpit. He said any. Do you know what any covers? Any. Well, I don't think Chuck
cover a whole lot of ground.
Grudge racing undercover. I don't think he ever gonna be a topic because he ain't playing.
No, he ain't gonna be no topic. You can believe that.
No, he ain't playing.
It's always win or lose. You ain't got to be the baddest motherfucker. You just got to get in the game.
That's it. You got to get in the game. These sun guns can't get in the game. They my friend, and he gave me a look. He gave me a jet for the carburetor. I can't run him.
I tell you what, we're gonna get in this group
over here because this group is stronger.
You know what my friend is? It's less for us to get fucked with. Hey, undercover. You know what my friend is? They in my pocket and ain't that many.
Yeah. Ben.
Ain't in your pocket, Chuck, but I'm your friend, right?
No.
Damn.
That's why I say with my friends, they in my pocket, they ain't that many.
Then why you always call me and check on me, Chuck? Why you always call me and check on me?
Well, I ain't no Bible dude, but I did hear God say, something about the week and shit you got to look out for.
Hey, it's like these coyotes out here that's howling.
So that's what I do, Eddie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you just brought a tear to my eye, man. You just brought a tear to my eye.
Like I say, I ain't no Bible dude, but God said something about helping out the weak or some shit like that. So
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
It isn't so.
Well, for whatever reason it is, Chuck, I appreciate it, man. Whatever reason it is, I appreciate you, man.
You good, you know.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm gonna need somebody to help me one day.
Yeah,
you might
man.
Not be the one, but it might be somebody else. You know, throw me a bone.
I'll throw you a bone. As a matter of fact, I'll throw you one of the big ass beef bones, man.
You ain't gonna throw me a bone because I'm gonna beat you out.
Uh-oh.
I ain't trying to die.
All right.
Shit. That's it.
You gonna beat him out?
Yeah, I'm gonna beat his ass out. I'm gonna beat his ass in everything he do.
Damn, Eddie.
Oh man.
He gonna beat you and batten your eyes, man.
Damn, he can beat
anything.
Me in that there. Yeah.
Damn,
Eddie, got a hand
defend
up.
Yourself.
Oh, teacher, I'm about to fall off.
I ain't no motherfucker.
I can't, man.
Fell off again, motherfucker.
As I say, you're about to fall off.
Every time I fall off the line, nigga, I have to get off the line because I'm dealing with these people. You know nobody like you, motherfucker. It's only five of us on your whole line.
Damn.
Hey, preacher boy, I've been treated pretty good lately, man. I've been getting full and damn near full. They don't hit the one button, but they be on this motherfucker.
We on this motherfucker line.
Hey, the night I had the West Side party, man, it was packed in this motherfucker.
Yeah, let me get it right. You had seven West Siders and the rest of South Siders to talk shit to them niggas that was talking shit.
I ain't hear nobody
man.
On the South Side but Vaughn and Yak, Vaughn and his crew, and I think, Jeremiah? Big Mar?
They are the gangsters of the South Side.
Who won the fight, Eddie?
Yeah.
Who won the fight?
Well, that night, the West Side, I had to get to the West Side. They were the strongest that night. But the night before, they got kind of slumped in the head. On
well,
the Big Sam show.
It was a South Sider talking about what was going on, but my whole thing is, when it boiled down to it, it was all lip boxing between both sides of town. It wasn't no
yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
Anybody can win a lip boxing contest.
But you know what? I be asking the question, right? Because I want to know who run the fucking West Side.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna
it
do.
It ain't gonna
Chuck.
Be no individual,
hey, Chuck,
is it?
Chuck, let me explain something
yeah.
to you. I take myself out the equation because I'm an outlaw. So ain't no motherfucker running shit but they mouth. All they can do is win some money and take it home to their family and whoever else is racing.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever ain't racing is sucking dick.
Well, you know what?
I like that.
Hey. Hey,
the last outlaws
I know was on in Princeton Park on 95th.
Hey, what's up, see? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up, boss? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, love, how you doing? All right.
I don't know nothing too much about that, Chuck. I'm just saying, though. Listen to me, Chuck. It's hard.
So is Three Love running the West Side, or who running the West Side?
Ain't nobody running the West Side. They running their mouth. Everybody racing for their own motherfucking self. You know, listen to me, man. Me, personally, I don't have them people because the motherfucker ain't doing that. They hate me. They talk bad about me, so I don't worry about them. I worry about me. Now, what they do with their little crew or group or whatever they call themselves, MB, whatever the fuck they is, NBA players or whatever the fuck they is, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Either win or lose with the shit. You know, I ain't mad at them. I'm going to run them like I'm going to run anybody else. When I turn this break loose, I'm looking for a check. If I don't get a check, I'm looking to pay a motherfucking on about my business. That's it. That's all. When y'all go with that west side, south side shit, that's like Vice Lord versus Disciples and all the other shit. That ain't shit. Get your money where you see it. Get your money where you see you can win. Mm. If your neighbor get out of pocket and say he want to race you, fuck your neighbor the fuck up. Pay your bills with that motherfucking money. We're the only motherfuckers I know in the world. We'll go all the way down south, butt fuck these and race each other. And you have you have 200 strangers and three motherfuckers you know. You're going to jump on them three motherfuckers you know. We ain't going to run the strangers. So what the fuck is you talking about you running something? You'll whoop a relative before you whoop a stranger. That's a waste of time, baby boy. Listen to me, man. I'm going to tell you this, Chuck. You guys made me feel so motherfucking good. I went all the way to Steele, Alabama. Y'all came over there and told me I looked good. Every last one of y'all. Hell, I had strange people from there told me I looked good. You understand? But everybody else from, as they say, the west side told me, what the fuck you take your stupid ass down there for and waste your money? You ain't race nobody. Because that's what I wanted to do. I spent my money, my car, my time, and did what I wanted to do. I was happy. Y'all
preacher boy. Fuck what they talking about. I made extra $400 off of you fucking with the donator, so I'm cool. Yeah.
Well, I feel you on that. I feel you on that, but my thing is this. Preacher boy do what he want to do. That's the part Nate ain't not understanding. I'm going to always do what the fuck I want to do when I want to do it. Because I run my show, not their show. So when you say who running the west side, they can have the crown, the thongs, and anything else they want. But when you come to see me, you better have your belt on, motherfucker. I'm going to pull your pants down and spank that ass.
Hey, preacher boy, we can ask him the same question. Well, who run the south side?
Well, y'all welcome to ask him that.
I'm asking.
Tell me what your candidate is. Hey, listen to me. I learned one thing from one brother from, y'all want to say south side, but I'm going to say from the race team. I'm going to put a motherfucker across my knee and I'm going to spank that ass when you get out of line.
Yes, sir.
And I like it that.
Yes, sir. But it's okay to act like it's a rivalry and bring action. If they bring action, that's cool.
Hey, man. This is a sport.
Preach your boy. You said one thing, you said one thing that was very valid as far as I was concerned. Name me another state that go out of town to race each other. Name me another one.
None. I ain't seen none yet. Motherfucker leave town, them motherfuckers join up like goddamn a troop. They become an army. We the only ones get somewhere goddamn and fight against each other.
Only one. The only one.
And I wonder
all
why they hate
all that. All of that. Yes, it is. Something wrong with that picture. I don't know what it is, but something wrong with that picture, though. I never understood that.
I never understood it either, bro. You know,
in
the real world, in my world, I call it disrespect. Because if you go there and you need some spark plugs or you need this or you need that, we going to help one another. You drawing a motherfucker. You know, I never seen that in my life.
Now y'all be careful. Y'all gonna get in trouble talking like that.
Oh, I can never get in trouble because I'm a grown ass man. I can never get in trouble. If they don't like it, shit. You know what you gotta do.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers that I can't raise head up, I ask for a spot or I don't wanna run them. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I understand these people faster than me. I ain't the fastest motherfucker it is. So I'm not gonna say slick to a motherfucker that's faster than me, but you know what? The motherfucker that's faster than me don't have a problem about saying, preacher boy, I beat your ass. But if you think I'm going to kiss your ass because you can beat my ass, you got the world fucked up. I'm going to say, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way y'all, excuse me, the way they talked about Mr. B today, kid.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That was some reckless shit. Reckless when,
What I missed.
Hey,
oh,
bro.
Lord, I missed.
Hey, man. That's
you ain't got to explain it. You ain't got to explain it.
They were hard on Mr. Swift. We missed that.
I'm not
going to
explain
today.
I'm not going to explain
what?
It for you for one reason. Because
you ain't
got to
explain it. You ain't got
to
explain
it. It was well deserved. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. The way they talked to that man was well deserved.
Oh, man.
You know why? Because you walk around this bitch like your shit don't stink. And you ain't shit your goddamn self. Then when a motherfucker get on that ass, you looking for a voucher.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You can't win a motherfucker race being parked. Tell a motherfucker what they gonna get done to their cop. And then don't prove to them people it was done right. Let's get down. Race a motherfucker before you start doing the shit you do. And I hope like hell you hear me. So when he draw down on me, I said, yeah, you already told me what I got.
Damn, I don't know nothing
soon.
About it, but I'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you'll find out. And the difference between, listen to me, bro. This, I'm going to say this one time and one time only. The difference between me and Terrio is I'm going to go where he want to fuck me at. I'm going to show him he can't lay me down. I'm going to turn him over and put the dick in him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Ain't no way in the fuck you gonna go get some work done and turn down Terry. Oh, the man, goddamn it, on his motherfucking, hey, I'm gonna say it, I ain't trying to disrespect the man, but on his birth certificate it said donate. So why the fuck you gonna turn him down?
No.
All you can do is try to run the man and either win, lose, or draw. God damn it, I don't know what him and Vaughn got going on. Vaughn talks to that son of a bitch like he's a stepchild and a prostitute. Hey. All you can do is win or lose, motherfucker. You ain't going to die behind the race. Race a motherfucker. You done made the man $15 million. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to go a little farther. You done made Freddie, God damn it, steal a pretty car to get another car. And then still ain't ran no motherfucking body. It's cool. Freddie is gorgeous.
Hold on, preacher boy. Freddie sold his car.
Freddie's car looked gorgeous. No. Freddie's pretty car.
The dark burgundy one.
The burgundy car he got now, he got. Freddie's car is flat gorgeous. I'm talking about that old
it
he
is.
Had. He got his burgundy car, or whatever color you want to call it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not trying to go to car show with Mr. B got in mind. He wants to go drag racing. If Mr. B too scared to let the motherfucking brake go, find you a motherfucker that's gonna let the brake go.
Oh, I get it now.
Wow.
I get it.
Because
wow.
You're not gonna find out. You're not going to find out shit about your motherfucking cop until you latch on to another motherfucker. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. You ain't going to know if you can win, lose, or draw. You keep running up down the track by yourself thinking you're going to be the E.T., you're a stupid motherfucker. Because everybody you think is fast ain't fast. Get your dumb ass out here and latch on to a nigga and see if you're going to win somebody.
You got a point there.
That's simple shit. You're not going to lose your life. You're all you're going to do is lose some money. You keep saying y'all got money, especially in, and listen, especially in daycare compared to me. The difference between them and me is I'm betting my own money. They got a group of money. You know, you put 500, you put 500, you put 500 in there. Okay? Whatever my pot is Creature Boy's money. So you can only move me if I let you. You can't hurt them unless they was broke in the beginning. They can only be broke in the beginning when they started the shit. See?
Hey,
I ain't never seen a boxer get in the ring and say, I don't want to fight. You're going to put the dukes up and get knocked the fuck out. Don't run a motherfucker, man. You might win. I'm going to tell a motherfucker today. Come on. If I heard today, I wanted to put my toothpick in, but you're going to tell me if I blow
what
the tires.
What the hell is that?
Fuck, if you blow the tires, you got your ass whooped.
It's the greatest
thing. Get your ass out there, right, man. You, what you scared? You going red light or you going to look like shit? You looked like shit when you started drag racing, bro. You wasn't no motherfucking superhero when you started this shit. People make mistakes. Just try not to make them.
Ooh-wee. Wow.
I know I shouldn't be talking because they don't like me no motherfucking way. The truth hurts.
I got to start back listening to the morning show because I'm missing all this.
Hey, man, I shouldn't be talking because the truth hurts. And I don't mind telling the motherfucker the truth. You can't never win a motherfucker race on the sideline, but you can damn sure lie and tell a motherfucker who you can beat.
Hey, that's rough.
Get your ass in that ring and y'all punch each other out. And see how it turns out for you. I got in the ring with a motherfucker I know I ain't had no business in the ring with, the principal. But I found out he was a kindergarten teacher. I had to take a dish.
Yeah.
I was victory. I won. That man went in there and picked his car up and put it in the trailer. He didn't even drive it in the trailer. He picked it up and put it in the trailer. He was that mad. We'll try again next time. The Incredible Hulk. I turned that bitch to David Banner. He sold it. I just made it and I put it on Facebook.
Say it isn't so.
Oh, man.
Damn, preacher, you too rough, man.
No, the truth hurts.
Yes, it does. That's why I came up with Grudge Race Undercover. All these camps merging into one. That's why I came up with it.
Stop it. Stop it. Listen to me, man. You had, listen, they always holler, we camp. But as soon as one of them motherfuckers' campfires get burned up, they jump camp and be like,
so
man,
dude,
listen.
So it's a lot of them.
Here go the recipe. Listen, hold on now. Here go the recipe to that, them people you trying to beat. Here go their game plan. You know where that come from? To be honest,
where'd it come
because from? Everybody want to suck dick and don't want to race each other. They said, man, join up with me and we don't have to race each other. We can get money. If us,
well
with us together, we're going to get money. But as soon as
well
you see a weak link, as soon as you see a weak link, man, I'll beat your ass. Yeah, but we're
well
just friends.
Said.
We just went out to dinner.
Well said.
But if
well said.
If all of you motherfuckers race each other anyway,
yes,
it'd be a lot more racing in Chicago. Y'all
there
wouldn't
you
even
go.
Have to worry about going out of town.
They wouldn't even have to worry about going down south.
No. It'd be enough of us here to race.
Yes. I agree.
I listen to a motherfucker here go and put a motherfucking, what y'all call it, a hair dryer or blower or whatever y'all want to call that shit on their car and go a motherfucker with a V6 and say what you want to do. Man, if you spent all your money on this shit, man, take a disc and try to run one of these motherfuckers. All you can do is win or lose. If you win, you're a hero. If you lose, go back to the motherfucking drawing board and find you a better fan or find you somebody in your class.
There you go.
That's
well
it.
Said.
This is a fucking sport. Not death do us part. I don't give a fuck what a nigga say about me, you, or anybody else after you win or lose. You know what you're supposed to tell them around? You're supposed to grab your nut sack if you got nuts. If you got a pussy, you just grab a little tighter and say, at least I tried. But they on the sideline, not doing shit.
I invite everyone to read it in full, understand scope and the gravity.
So you ain't got nothing to prove to another motherfucker, man. Here go a motherfucker, the only word he know in his vocabulary, I believe that's the only word he can spell, is you crawling. You crawling. You ain't run no motherfucking body. When you get your ass whooped, what they gonna say? You ain't even crawling. You dead.
You're sober, speaking to the IP. It looks like the charge here has to be the Espionage Act charge. Namely that he transmitted or at least possession of documents.
All we gotta do, we got enough people right here. Y'all having a race. Damn race supposed to be one of the baddest motherfucking races it is. Because everybody always talking about what you doing, you not doing this, you not running this, you not doing this. Get out here and race. Run with, you know, run your best. Pick your victim and either win, lose, or draw. Race in your budget and call it a motherfucking day. It's simple.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to watch a motherfucker go to another place and look at this nigga car talking about, ain't this pretty? Nigga, I could have went to the World of Wheels and looked at that shit. That's right.
Already ramping up. There's been a notable increase.
Try something. Do something, man. I don't understand this shit. I hate talking because then they're going to talk about me like a dog tomorrow. My name will be a piece of shit tomorrow. John Ford's going to draw on me tomorrow. For y'all information, I don't have no oil pressure today. I won't have none tomorrow. So if you draw on me, I'm going to tell you, I decline. Quick as I get oil pressure, you draw on me, you might be in a little problem. You might have a little trouble.
Process without any outside political or ideological interference.
By the 17th, I have oil pressure. And it's up to me who I want to run. One thing about me, I was built to go. I gamble for a living. Either I'm going to win some or I'm going to lose some, but I'm going to live to see another day.
Yes,
and a motherfucker that don't own a vehicle and always got something to say, if you're going to suck dick, do it before you come outside so you can keep your mouth closed and don't get caught in the wind. You know how they say, hey, Spike, what are we going to do today, Spike? What are we going to do today, Spike? Or what's that pinky in the brain? Hey, Pinky, what are we going to do today? We're going to try to conquer the world. Make sure that motherfucker going to conquer the world before you go out there sucking dick, talking about, my man will do this to you. My man will do that to you. Your man ain't did nothing but came in your mouth, bitch, because that's the only thing that was in your mouth was him. Make sure you got a motherfucker that's going to go before you start sucking dick. They made,
oh, man.
I'm going to say it again. They made today. They made goddamn it White Castle look bad. White Castle, the only motherfucker say, man, we're going to go. We're going to fuck y'all up. And they was texting White Castle, shut the fuck up. We ain't doing that. We not doing that. Did White Castle text back? Why not? Shit. That wasn't in our program. That wasn't in our mix. See, that's what I mean by sucking dick. But if you had your own car, can't nobody tell you when to go and not to go. Can y'all hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
See, when you motherfucker become grown-ass man and control your own product, your own vehicle, you can do what you want to do. Can't nobody tell you you can't go or, no, you can't go. See, White Castle was a cheerleader, and they sat the pom-poms out of his hand and grabbed his thongs by the collar and gave him a wedgie and said, nigga, we ain't fucking with them people. We talking to Terrio. And he's like, but I want to run Terrio right now. They're not that way. He said, huh? He said, huh? Hmm. See?
This is a beautiful area.
Now, the credibility of that team just went to hell. And I love me some Freddie. Freddie is the coolest motherfucker there. Mr. B is an alright guy. But no, Mr. B looks like a wet bag of shit, goddamn it, on a hot sunny day.
Oh, man.
Any of these children.
Now, I know Mr. B going to rebuttal on me. But Mr. B already told me we got to head up in the clear. And when I tell him I'm ready to take that clear, I don't want to hear that off-the-wall shit. So we can come off the ramp. He can shake down until his dick get hard. And he can take all the viral he need to take to get it hard. I'm going to be ready to sand his ass off.
It is
a gamble, man. It's a gamble. All we're doing is trying to have fun, man. That's it. That's all.
No, yeah, fuck.
With a Max Forgwidel, who was already on file because he's a registered sex offender. He was arrested on Wednesday and now
But I felt so bad for White Castle. White Castle is the one I felt bad about when they kept saying, White Castle want to go. Man, White Castle is a hoe. He ain't got nothing. He got to go when the bitch tell him, hey, man, we fucking today. Put your ass up. You know, when you don't own shit or you ain't in control of shit, you supposed to put the balls in your jaws and shut the fuck up. But he was steady on the back. Hey, boss. Let's do something, boss. and Mr. B was like, not yet. Not yet. He was like, we in, boss. Not yet.
At a nearby school.
Tomorrow, more street closures will go into
He ain't got over that last ass movement when they went to the line and the car didn't start up.
Michigan and Columbus, more street closures will go into effect next week.
Yeah, that shit works.
On our
website,
man, like I said, man, bet what you can afford to bet. Go to the line, let the break go. Hope you win and hope you can stay in front or stay behind and try to catch up. One of the motherfucking two. I know they listening. I swear to God, I know they listening. I'm driving down the street right now and leaves and shit falling in front of me, branches and all kind of shit. But I know they're in the trees and branches and the bushes listening.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be a piece of shit. I'm going to be every name in the book tomorrow. But I'm cool with it. And I'm a 53-year-old goddamn owner and an operator. And do what the fuck I want to do.
Wow.
And not only that, though, I'm sorry, and I'm a bad motherfucker.
Oh, man. That's it. Oh, man.
I went out of town with a motherfucker that was 80 years old, and he was having me burn out and trying to line the car up with the trailer. So, you know how much help he was? He was just enjoying his time because he was really in the way. Get out my way while he let this motherfucker go. Hey, hold on, y'all. I'm going to go a little deeper than that. I had an 80-year-old pit crew man and a handicap behind the wheel. That was a fucked up combination from day one, wasn't it, Chuck?
Chuck might be gone.
It just might be gone. Well, big
yeah, he gone.
Big Eddie, but not a fucked up combination.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. That was the best combination in the world. You want to know why? Neither one of us had shit to lose. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Eddie. We were just enjoying the moment. Turn this bitch loose.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a motherfucker talk about me like a dog. When they got the ass whooped, they switched drivers. I was the same cripple motherfucker behind the wheel both trips.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the fucked up part about it? It ain't even shit to brag about. I spent his money before we got to the track.
Yeah.
I looked at his resume.
Oh, man.
He said he want to run me again, so we're gonna make love once again. As long as we stay respectable. I said I can't swim, so I want to get in the water. I want to see if I take swimming lessons. I'm gonna get in the water as soon as I get the door pressure. No, they said they drowned me. I want to see if I can swim.
Okay, so
I feel my buddy Anthony is just a wolf.
What's going on, Mike?
Warren Cassidy. Who that?
Marvel.
That's my man.
Marvel.
Marvel. That's a man right there. Say he gonna get in the ring and he gonna try to whoop some ass or get his ass whooped. He ain't afraid of nothing. That's what he told me, and I said, man, good luck. Fight your best fight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got.
It's a golly gee, Batman.
Yeah.
Let's see how this shit turn out.
Yeah, we had some more people drop off. It's getting more quiet.
Man, I knocked them. They didn't drop off. They didn't drop off. They heard my voice. They jumped off, Eddie.
Yeah, man.
That motherfucker's water was boiling. You know what you do with a chicken when you put it in hot water, don't you?
You burn the hell out.
Knock all the feathers off their ass.
Yeah, man, I like the undercover man, drag racing undercover. I like him. He said he's going to come on every Friday night and give a topic.
Well, if he comes on every Friday night, tell him and make sure they get me on the line for me and him to get together and talk the same shit about the same people that ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What's up? You know, I don't mind giving my platform up, man. You know what I'm saying? To make action and everything. But some of these people, man, don't like the way I tell the truth about certain shit. And they get mad and boycott my show and try to get other people from coming on the show. But they ain't been successful lately.
Well, Eddie, listen. Let me start out with one. You can't make magic because these motherfuckers only disappear. They not trying to do it. Oh, you wasting your time. You're not a magician. You're not a magician.
That's right.
You ain't in the Wizard of Oz. You can't get these motherfuckers courage. You can't get these half of these motherfuckers hard. They take all of that to race. I don't see people go out here and spend their life saving on the car, and the first thing they listen. Let me show you, Eddie. I seen these motherfuckers go out here and spend all their life saving on the car, and after they get the car did, you know what the first word they come? Do you think I could be such and such? Did you just spend all your money? You don't know who you could be.
Yeah.
See what I mean? This shit is simple, man. Stay in your lane. Raise the people that you think you can be, not the people I think you can be, the people you think you can be. Because I'm allowed to pick a motherfucker that's going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
I've been doing this shit 38 years. I don't think I can whip nobody, but I ain't afraid to try.
There ain't nothing fair but a try.
There you go. I didn't think I was going to make it with one leg, but I tried. You see, I'm doing a pretty damn good
job.
You're
doing damn good. That's all.
Okay, then. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all people. Before y'all jump on me and talk crazy to me tomorrow or say something bad about me, try before you throw in the towel, you scary-ass bitches. Stop it.
Well, I'm
only
hoping
sports
by...
got a cheerleader. Hey, only sports got a cheerleader is football and basketball. You don't see no motherfucking cheerleaders in no motherfucking hockey or baseball.
Yeah.
You motherfucker don't need nobody cheerleading and sucking your dick. You need the motherfucker working hard to tell you, race these people. Go ahead on.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Let me let that other young man talk to y'all for a little while. Marvo, go and talk to these people.
I can talk to your ass getting on my balls, man, because it's getting on my balls, man.
Huh?
From my bebop and kids getting on my balls.
Man, let me tell you something, man. Hey, man, they said bebop bought some condoms and didn't have nothing to put them on.
Ooh, shit.
You stupid for that.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. You stupid for that one.
Oh, shit. Let me get in and take one of my...
They said that young man went to make love, goddammit. Like a grown-ass man, they turned around and had a lesbian party. And the only reason I'm telling y'all all this, because that's the only man I know that can tell you how to run your program, but when it's time for his program to kick in, he ain't got an answer for it.
Oh, man.
Hey. Shorty is an asshole, but he still know how to pull a bitch out in a nigga. Once he gets to talking, you'll find out if you man or mouse if you can't take the shit he give you.
Wow.
I heard a motherfucker talking about something. Where my country ass friend at? I need help. Where my lawyer at? Quick in his head. Oh, man up. The only thing Flop could have told Brian at that point, bitch, man up. Instead, Flop was gentle. He said he didn't mean that.
All right.
Yep. But I promise y'all, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to bet y'all a dollar to a bucket of shit. They're going to get on my ass tomorrow. They gonna talk bad about me tomorrow. And
oh,
ask me whether or not do I really give a fuck.
Yeah,
Well, I'm going to let Marvo take the floor from here, all right?
Oh, man.
You don't say I did that?
Yeah, man. I hear you, bro.
Wow.
And who's the guy
that's going to
come on with the topic every
week?
Drag Race Undercover, man. Oh, okay. That's the brand, Drag Race Undercover.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, y'all had an interesting topic today about all these motherfuckers grouping up and
Yeah, it looked like this one over with, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How do you? Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening. Real soul, so I find out something. Falling
asleep,
then?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah, you falling asleep.
No, I ain't falling asleep. I'm, No, I'm in here for him to take my medicine, man.
Yeah, okay. I just woke you up so you could take your nap. So you heard the name was called.
You ain't hear all that noise, man? This ice machine and stuff, man? You ain't hear all that? I'll be trying not to drink a whole lot of water, man, so I let the ice, I got a thermos cup that I put ice in, and I eat ice all day and night.
Okay. Well, yeah. Good, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, warm is good, buddy.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, by me being with that kidney disease and I'm on dialysis, that I can't drink a whole lot of water. And it's a weekend, too? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love water now. That messed me up when my kidney went out because I'm a big water drinker. So it'd be hard for me to keep my composure with this water because I love it so much. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I keep you posted, man. Keep you informed.
Summery weather, but rain and moving
overnight Saturday continues to rain for some of you, and then possible area-wide. One condition for the middle of the weekend, Sunday, wonderful outside, but fine weekend underway now, and a warm breeze with five points really celebrating.
Oh, man. Yeah, I definitely keep you informed, my man. Yeah, I'm gonna shut this one down, man. But if I got time, I gotta play one more song, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Call a good thing. I got me a good thing too. See, I don't want to lose. I used to hang out every night.
See y'all next Friday. Don't forget to come on Uncle Larry's show tomorrow night.
Oh.